When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the most must-see and must-listen-to pro wrestling podcast in the history of the world. Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, my name, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, last night, Samoa Joe officially relinquished the Ring of Honor Television Championship. Well, and what was a great match with Keith Lee? What happened after that really caught me off guard. And not only me, but quite frankly, it caught so many wrestling fans off guard. And I kid you not, a lot of wrestling fans are very, very displeased with this particular undertaking, if you know what I mean. I think Samoa Joe having another world title run is honestly a no-brainer. It's unfortunate that in WWE it did not happen while he was on the main roster. Now keep in mind, he was in fact a 3-time NXT World Champion. So I think the AEW World title on Samoa Joe, a lot of people really felt that as long as the man can stay healthy, then it was going to happen one way or the other. Now, again, the way, you know, a lot of people really believe that this buried not only the Ring of Honor Championship, but this somehow, some way, this negatively impacts Keith Lee. Because, as we know, Keith Lee lost by, he passed out, so I guess that's called technical knockout, whatever. So some would say that this honestly affects Keith Lee, and I can understand it. Now, as we know, Samoa Joe is in fact the longest reigning Ring of Honor Television Champion. You know, held the title for a total of 575 days. He won the title, of course, last year, April 12th of 2022, on an episode of AEW Dynamite, when he defeated Minoru Suzuki. So, I think this is basically just when Tony Khan had officially purchased Ring of Honor. So basically, Suzuki had actually beaten Rhett Titus at the April 1st edition of Supercard of Honor, which of course was the very first Ring of Honor show that was booked by Tony Khan after he purchased the company. So, you know, during that time, Samoa Joe did in fact hold the AEW TNT title twice. You know, of course, you know that match with Darby Allin when he dropped it to Darby Allin, that was great. And of course, I'll never forget that the triple threat match with him along with Powerhouse Hobbs and Wardlow. So I think, you know, him being a champion simultaneously, him being a double champion, I thought was great because I feel like, you know, Samoa Joe, after how things went in WWE, you know, he was really kind of, you know, proving that he still had it, that he was still great. So, and of course, not like anybody doubted that, but I think it's just because, you know, in WWE, all the injuries and everything, I mean, I think that's why a lot of people were justifiably concerned, but I never thought for a second that Samoa Joe had lost his step or had, you know, been regressed by any means. My only concern was, of course, can he stay healthy? And so far, things have been going great for Samoa Joe. So as we know, Samoa Joe defeats Keith Lee to retain the title, and then after that, he cuts a promo, which, you know, of course, you know, a very, very good classical Samoa Joe promo, very good one. So he basically, you know, explained that he basically feels that he said that the next title to be on his shoulder would be the AEW World Championship. So technically, Samoa Joe has vowed that he's going to become AEW World Champion. He basically called out the current champion, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. And I really like how Samoa Joe said in his promo whether MJF likes it or not. So now, now this is where I kind of really get, like, the question is, I think, you know, after he retains it and then relinquishes it, you know, again, a lot of people said that this basically killed the value of the Ring of Honor Television Championship. Some people say that this particular stunt buried the Ring of Honor Television Championship. I do believe, okay, well, some people say it would have been better if Keith Lee had won the title cleanly because that would put Keith Lee over like $1 million. I think Keith Lee winning the championship, just like, you know, if Keith Lee had actually won the Ring of Honor Television Championship, that certainly would have been something great. It certainly would have put Keith Lee over. But I do think, honestly, I do think that for Samoa Joe, for him to be the longest reigning Ring of Honor Television Champion, for him to successfully defend the title and then to relinquish it, basically saying that he wants to focus on capturing the AEW title. I mean, I get it from a storyline perspective, but I honestly do believe, like, if they had it to where he loses the title and then cuts a promo after that saying that he's now gonna officially set his sights on the World Championship of AEW, I think that would have been a way to go. Because me, honestly, Keith Lee becoming the Ring of Honor Television Champion again, not something I would quite expect, but if it happened, I would be, well, that's huge, because I think it's about time that they put a singles title back on Keith Lee. Now, of course, he's a former AEW World Tag Team Champion, of course, Swerve in Our Glory, one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I'm telling you, the name Swerve in Our Glory is just absolutely creativity. That is creative authenticity right there. So, I mean, so Keith Lee. Again, Keith Lee has just been so tremendous. I mean, watching him, you know, during his time at NXT, you know, of course, you know, watching him, you know, during the time at Ring of Honor, you know, way before then. So, you know, Keith Lee has a great wrestling, you know, great pro wrestling, you know, experience, great career, you know, and the fans, we all love Keith Lee. We have admiration for the guy. I do. But, So now that, so I would imagine now that Samoa Joe is gonna be basically in the AEW World Title Hunt, that would obviously indicate that Samoa Joe is gonna appear regularly on AEW programming. I mean, I would imagine he's gonna be on Dynamite, and I wouldn't be surprised if he also appeared on Collision or whatever. But I'd imagine for the most part, he's obviously gonna appear on Dynamite. So as far as I'm concerned, you know. Now Samoa Joe he's been in a title hunt before, so you know I'll never forget, you know, of course, you know, in August, back in August at All In, when Samoa Joe unsuccessfully challenged CM Punk for the real world AEW World Championship, you know, that was a match within itself. I'll never forget, you know, at All Out, at AEW All Out, when Samoa Joe defended the Ring of Honor Television Championship against Shane Taylor, man. I'm telling you, Shane Taylor. I have seen this guy perform, you know, at several independent promotions here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, at VIP Wrestling, at Pele Pro Wrestling. I mean, Shane Taylor, I have spoken to the guy personally. Shane Taylor is one tremendous pro wrestler, a wonderful human being, a great guy to talk to ask for advice. I mean, this guy, I mean, Shane Taylor, God bless this guy. And when it was announced that he would be working with Samoa Joe for the Ring of Honor World Champion, excuse me, the Ring of Honor Television Championship, I got on my knees and I thanked the Lord, because I was happy for Shane, I was happy for Samoa Joe, I was happy for, you know, for all wrestling fans that were looking forward to this, because, you know, I'm telling you, Shane Taylor, this dude, man. And I'll never forget, you know, on a previous show that I used to do, Wrestling with a Bear, we actually had Shane Taylor on the show. So Shane Taylor, man, again, God bless that guy. So anyway, so that was a tremendous match. So after that, so basically, when Samoa Joe was put in the ring, excuse me, in the AEW World Title picture, this actually started, you know, when they had the Grand Slam World Championship Eliminating Tournament. You know, he beat Jeff Hardy, Penta El Zero Miedo, and then he beat Roderick Strong in the finals. So, and it was basically, I think the title was actually at Grand Slam, where he unsuccessfully challenged Maxwell Jacob Friedman. So I think, you know, because he challenged for the title before, he came up short. So clearly, obviously, Samoa Joe does not want to go down that way. He does not want to go down to the fact that he has failed to capture the world title at AEW. Now, again, he's captured a world title in technically every single company, you know, from Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, you know, WWE. I mean, you count the NXT Championship as one of them. And then, of course, you know, he wants to do the same thing here at All Elite Wrestling. Now, there's been some talks, you know, I think the Road Dogg recently did an episode on his show. I think it's called the Oh You Didn't Know podcast. Of course, Oh You Didn't Know. Da-na-na-na. But I think it was confirmed because I've always felt for quite a while the reason why Samoa Joe never had the WWE title or the Universal Championship put on him, I think it's because of the fact that he struggled with injuries. So I think other than that, there was never, I mean, now he wasn't the picture. He challenged for the title. Now he was in fact a 2-time U.S. champion, and of course he won the NXT title 3 times. So, but still, you really kind of feel like, you know, and I think he even said that WWE left a lot of money on the table by not putting the title on Samoa Joe. I mean, in my case, look, I'm not happy that that Samoa Joe unfortunately never had a main event run with a title in WWE. Now, again, he was a factor, 3-time NXT champion, but still. I think, again, it's just, you know, he had difficulty staying healthy, so. It was a very, very difficult thing. So, you know, of course, he did win his third. I think it was his third, when he won his third NXT championship. He did, in fact, have to relinquish it because, he tested positive for you know what. So, and of course, not only that, but Vince McMahon, you know, wanted to change the whole NXT creative direction thing anyway. So, man, so. It was really, I mean, it was difficult to see how things went in WWE, but again, you know, he had difficulty staying healthy, but Samoa Joe, again, never lost his touch, you know, just had difficulty staying healthy, and that was it. So he left the company, you know, signed with AEW, you know, appeared at Ring of Honor, everything, and Samoa Joe's been doing great ever since. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know, so, you know, and of course, his third NXT title reign, again, was only brief, because again, he had to relinquish it. That because, you know, Vince McMahon, you know, had other plans, so I think, you know, moving forward, as far as Samoa Joe being if he really is the guy to dethrone Maxwell Jacob Friedman, I think if it's done correctly, then everybody's gonna prosper. Now, obviously, I would have figured at first, you know, several months ago, I would have said that CM Punk is realistically the guy that's gonna dethrone Maxwell Jacob Friedman, because the whole storyline between MJF and CM Punk, well, it never really did finish, now did it? But some would say, you know, of course, you know that I said, you know, I would love to see Eddie Kingston have the AEW World Title put on him. That, you know, again, the little personal feelings kick in because, again, Eddie Kingston is my hero. So I think, you know, and I still really believe, you know, Eddie Kingston still one way or the other is going to be in the AEW World Title picture. So I think, you know, so for CM, excuse me, for Samoa Joe to, if he does become champion, I'm not sure when that could take place, because I would imagine they would have to build up the story between him and MJF. I mean, they got to build it up to a point. They don't want to rush the story. They want to make the story as meaningful as possible, as real, as unique, and as great as can be. Like, it's got to be something that we're gonna want to be talking about for the next couple of years, you know, the next 10 years, and hell, I wouldn't be surprised if it was the next 20 years. So I think at this point, so, you know, I think Samoa Joe, I really feel like one way or the other, he is in fact going to become the AEW World Champion. But how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, I mean, there's no telling, but if for some reason he never does become AEW World Champion, then, you know, him relinquishing the title like that, I mean, that's only going to make that particular situation even worse. So, but I hope Tony Khan does, in fact, do what's good for business. I mean, for Samoa Joe to be the longest reigning television champion for Ring of Honor, and then, of course, him saying he doesn't want to be a television champion, he wants to be a world champion. So I think Samoa Joe does, in fact, deserve a world title run with AEW, so. We'll have to wait and see how things go. You know, some people, I mean, I've already spoken to some fans, and some fans say they prefer that for him to become the Ring of Honor World Champion. So, I mean, you know, of course, you mentioned the Ring of Honor World Champion. I mean, you know, we all know who's running that right now. I mean, of course, that's you know, the fact that my boy Eddie Kingston is that champion right now. So, of course, you know, Eddie Kingston, you know, is the Ring of Honor World Champion. So, you know. And I'm pretty sure I've said this. So now that Eddie King, you know, because Eddie Kingston is the Ring of Honor World Champion, you know, eventually that could basically make him good enough to, you know, to become the AEW World Champion. So I'll just have to wait and see how things go. So, you know, could you imagine? Imagine this. Samoa Joe becomes world champion before the end of the year. And then could you imagine if sometime next year we have a unique and such an exciting match, Samoa Joe versus Eddie Kingston, champion versus champion. The AEW World Champion, Samoa Joe, versus the Ring of Honor World Champion, Eddie Kingston, in the main event. Imagine that. So I think a lot of money is on the table with Samoa Joe becoming the AEW World Champion. Now, Maxwell Jacob Friedman has been, in fact, been a quite a unique champion, but I feel like the time is soon going to be that it's going to be time to make a change. And right now, I believe that Samoa Joe could very well be the most realistic man to become the next AEW World Champion. But again, now I'm kind of talking in personal feelings because, again, the fact that I just pitched in something exciting. I mean, imagine this. Now, for all of you listening, I want you to let me know in the comments. Imagine Samoa Joe versus Eddie Kingston. The AEW World Champion, Samoa Joe versus the Ring of Honor World Champion, Eddie Kingston. Imagine that. And imagine that and let me know what you think in the comments. For those of you watching on YouTube. For those of you listening on Spotify, well, you can certainly leave a reply. Let me know what you think. I'm super curious to know what you have in mind. But I think for now, Samoa Joe is no longer Ring of Honor World Television Champion. As far as what goes on moving forward in that title, I wouldn't be surprised if a tournament was set up to crown the new champion. As far as who should be the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, I don't know who it would be, but if Keith Lee had won the title cleanly over Samoa Joe, that would have been huge for Keith Lee. And actually, that probably would have been good for Samoa Joe as well, because Samoa Joe can now basically say, I'm moving on. I am now setting my sights on the AEW World Championship, whether MJF likes it or not. So, again, I really firmly believe that if Samoa Joe had dropped the belt cleanly to Keith Lee, that would have been great for Keith Lee as well. And of course, you know, the title would still have, you know, the title would not be buried, because I really believe that this really hurt the credibility of the Ring of Honor Television Championship. Again, this is just merely my opinion. I could, you know, I could be basically exaggerating, but again, I guess really honestly, the way it happened, I just don't necessarily agree with it, but we'll just have to see how things go moving forward. But seeing Samoa Joe back in the AEW World Title picture has me excited, because Samoa Joe is one of my favorite wrestlers ever. And of course, you know, hopefully one day we can see the dream match I just pitched, AEW World Champion Samoa Joe versus Ring of Honor Champion Eddie Kingston. Maybe it will happen, and God, I hope so. I can only hope. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Won't you do me a favor? Hit the subscribe button and please be sure that you hit the notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one, and God bless.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.